On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 3 of 4 on hazard communication and chemical safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Understanding how to correctly label chemicals and identify hazards is critical for keeping everyone in your facility safe. Week 3 of our hazard communication and safety around chemicals is going to focus on labeling and pictograms, an essential components of the globally harmonized system, which is GHS. And a strong safety culture is going to include consistent, clear labeling and hazard recognition. It relies on employees identifying the risks involved with each chemical or substance that they handle. GHS labels are designed to communicate hazard quickly. They use standardized pictograms, signal words, hazard statements, and precautionary guidance. These labels are required on all primary containers and must stay intact and legible. Unfortunately, many accidents happen because labels are missing, they're unreadable, or they're incorrect, and that's why clear and accurate labeling practices are going to be absolutely key to chemical safety. Here are a few tips that are going to help you assist with proper labeling and understanding pictograms. Number one, you want to know the GHS pictograms. Each symbol is going to represent a specific hazard. And from the flame icon indicating flammable materials to the skull and crossbones for toxic substances, recognizing these symbols at a glance is going to help you prevent unsafe exposure and improper handling. Number two, you want to always check for the required elements on a GHS label. This is going to include the product identifier, signal words, pictograms, hazard statements, precautionary statements, and supplier information. If any of these are missing, the label does not meet safety standards and should be reported. Number three, you want to label all secondary containers. If you transfer a chemical into a smaller or temporary container, it must also be labeled unless the person who moved it is going to be using it immediately. This label should still include the product name and appropriate hazard information. Number four, don't ignore worn or damaged labels. Faded or peeling labels are going to reduce the chance for proper identification. Replace them right away and report the issue to your supervisor, maintenance, or whoever handles your GHS. Number five, and last but not least, is use real-world examples to stay alert. Watch out for common mistakes like handwritten labels missing hazardous information or using abbreviations that others may not understand. You need to ask or refer to the safety data sheet, the SDS, when in doubt. Strong labeling practices don't just meet regulation requirements, they prevent injuries, they reduce confusion, and they help create a more organized and efficient facility. By taking time to review and understand labels and pictograms, you're going to be actively helping to protect yourself and your team. Accurate labeling is not just a suggestion, it's part of your responsibility to maintain a safe working environment. Let's make sure every label tells the whole story. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.